Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Chucky's back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, January 15th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello. Good morning to everybody.
Bishbuck's out sick. Somebody asked about that hat, EB.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked about that hat, and I didn't have an answer.
I have a partial answer. It's some baseball team around here.
You don't even
it's
know.
Some baseball team. I
yeah,
do.
No, I remember. They
so a local
stuff.
Baseball team.
It's like a local college or a local like
Mary Mac.
Mary Mac. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Are you sure?
Their baseball coach listens to the show.
So hold on, Mary Mac College or what is it?
Yeah, I think it's called Mary Mac College. Just a local small school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's different than a Mary. There's another.
There's
Mary
a Mary Mac up in the Northeast.
Yeah, it's different
too.
Than that. Are you sure it's Mary Mac? If you say Mary Mac, I believe you.
I'm not 100%
Mary
positive.
Mouse?
I thought it was.
Possibly Mary
No,
Mouse.
No, it's Mary Washington, maybe. Is that what it is?
What is that? St. Bernard?
It's like, my daughter goes to, she's going to grad school at Mary Mount.
Mary Mount. I think that's what it is, Valdez, or Drabby. I think it's Mary Mount. Look that
Their
up.
Their mascot is a St. Bernard.
Yeah, it's just, here's the thing. It's cool.
Yeah,
mascot.
It's a good logo. I like it.
And
yeah.
the fat. I can't speak. I'm good. Can I go home? I can't speak today. The hat fits my head perfecto.
That's big.
It's big.
You need a good fitting hat.
When it fits you, like you just like it snug right around
sure.
the ears, and
yeah.
it's you know, it's not one of those hats where it's like you know you can't pull it down.
It's not like a flat brim.
See, JP would never have that problem. He's got that small head. But if
it's
you
got
have a larger, I don't have a cake's head.
Yeah,
but I have a larger head.
Yeah, sure. Is that a fitted hat too?
Yes.
I'm kind of out on fitted hats.
You are. Well,
personally,
it's hard to find.
Just,
I like a fitted hat if it fits perfect.
Yeah, it's got to be stretchy. It's got to be stretchy material.
It's stretchy, but it fits perfect. It's all black. I can wear it with anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had an outfit on today. My daughter calls it a sandwich because I'm wearing my white jacket.
Okay.
Where it's, she says that you're a sandwich when you like if your shoes match your top.
Okay. Got
right?
it. Yeah.
So
she's
the
very
white
fashion
shoes.
Forward. Yeah.
I know she said that's called a sandwich, what you're doing.
Got it.
I think I like the sandwich a lot.
Apparently so. Who doesn't like a good sandwich?
By the way.
So just to answer this guy,
is this
when
Mary
I
Mount?
Look up Mary Mac, it's Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different school. It's definitely not Mary Mac. It's a 0% chance it's Mary Mac, the school that I've played, you know,
yeah.
I know about up in the north.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a St. Bernard? We don't know.
It looks
what
like
kind of dog is
that
this?
That looks like a St. Bernard head.
Valdez, what kind of dog is
I'm
this?
I'm going to go St. Bernard.
St. Bernard?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go
Saint
with.
That's a St. Bernard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it's Mary Mount.
Yeah. Mary Mount.
Which yes. is local, which is in Arlington.
Yeah, they're nice guys, and they sent us a couple hats. I wear their blue one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one because it fits my head.
Sure.
But honestly, I'm noticing myself, I'm just looking at my computer here. You notice my face looks a little thinner?
I mean, you're fishing for a compliment.
I'm not even fishing. I'm asking.
Yeah. I don't pay that close attention to your face.
You can't tell, Drabby. You like to look at me with those googly eyes. Can you tell? Face looks a little.
Possibly.
Yeah.
You might be on the path.
Yeah.
I mean, you shaved.
Well, I shaved, but I'm telling you, when I did that 24-hour fast, and then I got all the bad stuff out of my face.
Got the toxins.
I'm not saying I lost weight. But I just got maybe just some of the cortisol or whatever was in my face. I don't look as bloated. And then yesterday, hold on, why is everyone laughing at me? Then yesterday, I did like a 16-hour thing because I just kept drinking the coffee, black coffee, which is awful. Believe me, it's awful. and then didn't eat until like 3 o'clock.
Did a coffee cleanse.
And then I'm telling you, I think my face looks a little bit sillier.
Looks radiant. You're glowing. You're glowing this morning.
How much booze have you had in the last 48 hours?
I had a beer and a quarter with Valdez yesterday.
How do you have a quarter of a beer?
Just didn't have time. Had to get out of there. I mean,
hold on. You left 3/4 of a beer in a glass?
Man, I don't remember.
That's weird.
I poured something into my thing.
I mean, unless I was about to go over the legal limit and I had to stop drinking it, I would never just take a quarter.
Well, I didn't want to drink a lot, so okay. I had a beer.
He had to pick up his daughter.
And then I had a more. I poured a little bit more.
All right.
We were hitting golf balls over at Valdez's club.
Mm.
Yeah, Eric was an honorary member over at Hidden Creek yesterday.
Very good.
Hitting into the sim.
They got a beautiful sim over there. Cause it's
excellent.
It's only like 6 miles from where I have to drop my daughter off for volleyball. Mm-hmm. But with traffic and then effing 28, you guys live out there, it just does take a while. Took me like 20 minutes. To get out there. But,
Yeah, we're nuking balls into the sim.
Very good.
I was mostly watching Valdez. Valdez was hitting bombs.
Just crushing them.
Yeah, and then his buddy Jack was you know, swinging 150 miles an hour. And I was just, it's like,
Eric felt intimidated, I felt
right.
like.
Oh, it's a little bit, because it's not my turf.
They're younger than you. Also, no, they're younger.
Like, it's not even that. It's also, it's like, you got three guys. You got a little, very small window. You know what I mean? It's hard.
You're just there casually.
Just there
I did happen
out.
To pop on the TGL late. I forgot about it. And usually between 7 and 8:30, I'm usually busy. We've got the 7-year-old. Got to get her to bed, dinner, all that sort of stuff. And I saw the very end, and it was like already 10 to 1 or 11 to 1, whatever
the
score is. And then some guy, the highlight was...
Kevin Kisner.
Yeah, he
sculled one out of the bunker.
He sculled his bunker shot. And it hit the flag.
He's one of us.
That's the most personality I've ever seen from Tiger, because he was laughing. And he was laughing hysterically.
Tiger showed a little bit of personality, you know, yesterday. It was good. It's fine. I don't understand. They're blowing it, not showing the data for the nerds like me. There's a lot of golf nerds that would love that data. They have access to it. They're showing none of it.
It's not nerdy enough for you?
It's not. It's nowhere near.
Oh, my God.
And then the second thing is... It's, I was telling Valdez, I guess he disagrees with me. I wish they could somehow have another green. Like, they have that big space. It's the size of a football field. Put two greens on there. Have four teams. One going this way, one going that way. Because we're used to watching golf, and it's shot, and then the next shot. Mm-hmm. And the next. There's, even though they have a shot clock, there's still a little bit too much downtime.
I think there should
be
more.
A little bit too much more downtime.
Less talking between the teams.
They're trying to. It's just not normal.
I know, but just be like, all right, let's see what you got on this shot.
Still at the end of the day,
like
they're still at the end of the day duds.
They're country club kids that grew up with, you know, silver spoons.
Right.
And, you know, being a gentleman
they
on the golf course.
Levels of etiquette that they that are built into them.
Yeah,
And they're robots.
And it's so ingrained into them right. that they can't
get out of
it.
It's hard for Justin Rose to S-talk.
Right.
Yeah, you know he's
what I mean?
British.
I mean, not necessarily
British
S talk like you would in a basketball
they do
game.
Mild,
but maybe it would further explain. Like to me, just watching it casually, the guy drops it down on the rough, mm-hmm. and then takes like a 75-yard shot, and then it goes into the screen, and then it ends in the bunker on the screen. Like maybe explain it a little more. Like what you're trying to do on the shot.
That's true.
Know, well, but then you really don't have the shot clock because you're spending, you know, 15 seconds explaining why you're hitting this club out of this grass.
They can do that while they're warming up.
Why not have a golf guy, though, like you mentioned a Faraday, or, you know, you also mentioned a Barkley, but like a Faraday or somebody who could also say, this is what he's doing here. Yeah. This is what he needs to hit. Because the guy, Matt Barry, he like fell out of the sky like Dennis Rodman's hookers. I don't know where he came from. Like, where did that guy come from?
Been a broadcaster for a long time.
He's one of their top broadcasters.
Yeah, I don't watch ESPN, so I don't know that dude. Like, what does he broadcast? I'm not saying he's a bad broadcaster.
He's like a SportsCenter guy.
He does a little everything. He's an anchor.
He's like an anchor.
No, he'll go out to live events, but he is one of their top guys now.
I believe you. But he's not a golf guy. Like, you need a golf analyst, is my opinion.
You put me in the booth. I just want to say this right now. I am the hottest TGL handicapper in the world.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I'm 2-0. I'm 2-0. I've picked both blowouts.
Are you monetizing this?
Oh, and FanDuel. Yeah.
Good.
I'm the hottest. I'm the hottest handicapper in TGL in the world.
Just give me the tip before the next time.
I will. I will.
Because I don't know what that
way,
is.
By the way, I maintain a Tiger's going to hold up that number, even though I have qualms with it. Listen, I enjoy it, but I have qualms with it. I could make it better. Valdez could make it better. But they're promoted it pretty heavily. It's front page of their ESPN thing. Hmm. And, you know, when you're platformed like that, yeah, I don't care how much you hate it.
Well, I was with the fans last night begging for it to get off the TV at 9 o'clock. It
went, you wanted to watch Duke?
I wanted to watch Cooper Flag. Yeah. And it was going to 9:30. They're getting their doors blown off. Tigers going from the water to the bunker. They're getting blown out. It was non-competitive.
Would help if they played better.
It just get off my TV.
Yeah. I've seen it all. I've watched me, it was 2 hours on my TV because the Caps were on at the same time.
I would agree that
you think it was on my TV?
It shouldn't, yeah, it shouldn't go longer than 2 hours. It shouldn't go longer than 2 hours.
Yeah, they got to tighten it up.
They got to tighten it up.
Speaking of the Caps, will have Coach Spencer Carberry join us today.
Very good. Talking
about
another dub.
3-0.
Pulling the Ducks. The Ducks are terrible.
I think I heard it's their first winning streak since mid-December. So it's good. Now, we're not that deep into January, but they got a winning streak going.
They have an 11-game home point streak, which is good.
Yep.
I know that some of those points are overtime losses. I understand, but they've gotten points in 11 straight at Cap 1.
So we'll be joined by Spencer Carberry coming up at 7 o'clock. You want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies.